I'm sure the Anarchist Group is not only a library. I understand that there is an information hour every Saturday.
From 2 till 2:30 we have Kraksprekker hour, like a consultation hour.
But it's not Kraksprekker, it's Speaker.
Especially we get cases from workers when they get problems at work, like different problems. Sometimes they are intimidated by the bosses or. In especially the most of the people they come because they don't receive the pay, you know. They work in the worst conditions, some of them without a clear contract, and after all, they don't get the money. They come to us. Sometimes normally we help everybody coming over there. We base our job in the direct action.
So how do you help?
At the first moment, we visit the place of work of these people and we try to speak with the manager. And at the moment everybody was coming because they didn't got paid. And we were coming over there. We say, these people was working over here. You have to pay this money, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes they pay after that. Sometimes, but normally not.
What do you tell the boss who you are if you come there?
We say we are members of an anarcho-syndicalist group. Sometimes they really don't know. They ask, what is that, or blah, blah. Some of them, they come like afraid, like, oh, they are terrorists or what they are, the majority they don't care. They just doesn't matter if you are from a big union. The majority they don't care. They don't pay and they don't want to pay.
If they ask you, who are you? Then you say, I'm from the Fackbund. I'm from the union.
Yeah, we are from a union, an anarcho-syndicalist union. It's different. That's worse for them, you know. After the first speech, normally we start to visit the place and to ask for the money, just to the boss, manager or owner, doesn't matter. And if they don't pay, we start like a campaign against them with banners, propaganda, flyers, also saying to another workers that they have to take care of this boss because normally they don't pay. The worry is that that happens in a lot of places, and people don't say anything.
What kind of workers do come for your support? I mean, these are probably not people that have an IT job also, or who comes?
No, normally it's the people working in the worst conditions, and that's very, very sad, because they are normally dishwashing, or they are waiters, or like this, cookers. People from Horeca, they work in the worst conditions, and we receive this kind of people. If somebody is listening to us, I think if they have problems, just come to us, and we put the bosses in the place that they have to be.
Do you tell the boss for which worker do you come?
Yeah, for sure. We say to him.
And do these people keep their jobs after you come?
Normally not. Normally not. Normally people leave the job because they don't get pay. If you are working like 2-3 months for somebody in the worst conditions and you don't get pay, normally you leave and you try to get help. But people are afraid of lawyers and normal system because also spend a lot of time. And at the end they didn't receive anything.
So you also have people that are actually working legally with a contract that say, if I not take a lawyer, I will get paid in 5 years?
I think so, for sure, yeah. Normally people come to us because they don't found the answer in the lawyers in the normal system. And because of that, they come to us, and we help these people.
So can you give us an example story from the past where this worked, or how did it work out, or just like a...
For example, we lose or we don't lose, but yeah, okay, it was a special case because of that was coming the anarchist group. Somebody was working Alberto's, like a plane, now it's closed. And yeah, this guy didn't pay him.
How long is it empty?
I don't know, but probably, yeah, it's a option to squat, I think, in not so
long. Please see your local Kronksberger about it.
Yeah, I do, why not? It's a good place, but yeah, before not. It was not because there was people working without right, without pay, without anything. And yeah, they didn't pay one guy, like 500 euros. And yeah, we were asking for, and he lost the papers, the timetable of this guy when he was working. He didn't want to pay. Yeah, we make a campaign. We were coming like every Saturdays for a time, like 2 months. But the worst is, he didn't care about that. For him, it wasn't the same to lose a lot of money, but he chose to don't pay the guy. Was terrible. We were there a lot of times. Yeah, at the end he didn't pay. I think he lost the business also because he didn't got a nice security system like for fire and other things. And yeah, he was like in the worst conditions of the worst example that you can give to the workers. I think and the worst conditions was terrible. I think for everybody working over there.
But do you have stories where you win also?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes we were having the money after the first speech and was very, very easy. The last case was like this, was a Spanish guy. He was working in Matias, still open in this place. And yeah, the first moment he saw him... And he said, I don't pay you because I have no money, I have problems. And after 3 months, saying the same history, more or less. Yeah, the guy was coming in assembly of the anarchist group. Yeah, we were coming over there. And yeah, after one speech, he paid the guy in 2 times. 1 week after and 2 weeks after, paid the another half. Yeah, sometimes you get the... Yeah, more than the money is the right, you know, like you were working in the worst conditions, doing that nobody wants to do, and after all you don't get the money, and yeah, that's very, very sad, and happens a lot of times, that's the worst.
Is there some bosses that accepted you as the union of their workers, where people kept their job after they said we're from the anarchist group?
No. Sorry, I didn't understand you. No, nobody stay in the job because normally the people comes when they are in the like without money from a long time and without anything, and yeah, they don't stay in the job. Nobody.
Do you advise people to come to your union before they are in this situation already?
Yeah, I think it's the best because if you don't want to get problems, you have to do something for it. And yeah, if you know your rights and you know when you have to get your pay, your money, I think it's better. Yeah, I hope that people start to come because normally they don't say anything till the situation is coming in the worst conditions. And when that happens, yeah, people normally is foreign people also coming over there. And yeah, it's the people that they really don't know how it's going in Holland or how it's going with the system.
So they can also get information how the system works and what their rights are at your speaker.
Yeah, normally, yeah, we have some information, and also if we cannot help in some juridics or, yeah, in as we have no lawyers or whatever, but yeah, we can offer some information where you can get juridics help or whatever. You choose all the times when you come over there. You choose if you want to make a direct action only and just a campaign against the place, like with propaganda posters or coming over there some days by week, or if you want to choose the juridical way. But normally people don't choose for the juridical way. They don't believe it in the legal process.
Okay, then. No, we don't believe in it either. We believe in the cheese and the bread for every children. For all children. Hey, thanks for coming. In any case, comrades, if you want to know more about the anarchist group, about the anarchist library, what books you can lend there, or if you want to know more about you, how you can support these people, please come to the Borlocks. Erste Schinkelstadt, 14 to 16, tomorrow in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, right. And thank you for you.
There's going to be people speaking, there's going to be movies, and there's going to be some information about the Juan Ra campaign that is going on in the Netherlands currently. Please come over tomorrow. Thanks for coming. Please, girls, join the union.